River Lake Solar Studio. This is your Metro Kia of Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison, and streamers everywhere. I'm Jesse Nelson, Sports Center, brought to you by Ridgetop Exteriors, Wisconsin's premier roofing, siding, and window contractor since 2002. Visit them at ridgetopexteriors.com. The Milwaukee Brewers, 81-50, 5.5 games up on the Chicago Cubs for the top spot in the NL Central, and a game up on the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Brewers continue a road trip. Well, actually, they're starting a road trip, technically, because Sunday's game in Williamsport was a home game. Brewers and the Mets tonight, 6:10 first pitch on the road for the crew. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:35 right here on Madison's home of the Brewers, 100.5 ESPN. Kyle Harrison gets the nod on the mound for Milwaukee. Meanwhile, up in Green Bay, the Packers getting set to play host to Mike LaFleur's Arizona Cardinals for a big joint practice going on in Titletown tomorrow. Of course, that's all leading up to Friday night's preseason finale and the first game of the 2026 campaign at Lambeau Field. Tomorrow, make sure you're dialed in here to Wilde and Tausch. Jason Wilde hosting the show live in Green Bay as joint practice does get underway for the Packers and Cardinals. And did you miss the Barry Alvarez show last night? Let me hear some of it coming up next.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com. Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now.
I just popped out, was talking to Riley Auk, who's doing a great job. Saw him over at practice on Sunday. Doing a great job covering the Wisconsin Badgers. Obviously, he produces Molly and Jim.
That's correct.
Getting there.
Crushing it.
You know, in sports talk, there's sometimes there's great debate topics. And then there's sometimes it just you don't
shine need, on sports.
You don't need to debate things. There's some things that are, I don't care how crazy you are, you're going to say, there's no room for debate. And I don't know if he's going to post this or not, but they're like, when was the golden era for Wisconsin Badgers football?
Oh, my God. Yeah, did you hear him?
No, and I'm sitting there like, what the hell are you talking about? It's fairly easy. It's 93 to 99, 2000. Three Rose Bowl championships, turning the program, the height of Barry, everything. Ron Dayne, the whole bit. And I'm not saying it just because I was part of those teams.
No.
It's common sense.
It's obvious.
They're like, well, I don't know. Paul Chryst era was pretty good. I'm like, sometimes you don't have to overthink things. This is one of those times. Don't make everything into... I love turning things into topics. That's one of my favorite. That's why I love doing this show. That ain't it. Can anybody tell me where on earth he'd come up with that?
Because they were 12-0 and on the cusp of reaching the college football playoff and potentially winning a national championship in 2017.
Okay, how'd that all go? If they win a national championship, yeah, I'm sign me up. I get it, but even then, it's still tricky. But yeah, all of a sudden that argument is in play.
You could even make the argument if you were gonna do this, which you shouldn't. Let me correct that. If you were gonna do this, some of those Bielema teams with the NFL talent that was on them, with J.J. Watt and Monte Ball and Melvin Gordon, like you'd have a better argument that some of those teams were the most talented teams in Wisconsin football history. So if you want to go there, like, sure. I don't think the Paul Chryst era matches talent or team success.
It's a real tough argument to make. I'll be interested. I'm not sure if they're doing that on the jumper. I don't know. I'll be curious to hear their arguments, and then I could just text them and say
they had a lot of success in that. By the way, Paul Chryst had a lot of success.
Oh, he did.
It just doesn't
for
compare
sure.
to the golden age of the Barry Alvarez.
Golden age is the golden age,
right? That,
like, come
just
on,
to clarify.
All right, the floor is yours, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's turn the floor over to Jesse, who hosted, according to his LinkedIn profile, the Barry Alvarez show yesterday. And,
oh, what a big ambusher.
And I'm told ambushed the old ball coach.
All right, so there's two clips I want to play for you guys from yesterday's show. Season premiere, you can find the full thing available on the ESPN Wisconsin app and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Who hosts that show again?
Tarek Saleh and Derek Engler, Rose Bowl champions and the longest tenured hosts of ESPN Madison.
Is that is
season
true.
22, I think it is for
good
them.
Karma sports. Good yeah. karma sports.
Yeah. All right. So I asked Barry Alvarez. We played my clip of saying that Wisconsin can beat Notre Dame and got his reactions to that. And then I
do we have that coming up?
And then I also ambushed him with
just for the
another
people
question.
Not watching. You put that in air quotes.
I did, yeah. So which would you like to hear first, Tausch?
Let's hear his response to the beating Notre Dame. Or you're not saying, but you're not saying whatever that is.
All right, so here we go. This is after we played my clip where Wisconsin can beat Notre Dame. Here's what Barry Alvarez said yesterday.
Anybody going into a game, particularly a first game, you have to feel that you have an opportunity to win. And everybody goes in playing a defending national champ or the current number one. And that's up to the coaches to get them to the point that they can believe they can win, because there's somebody on your team that maybe doesn't think that. It might be a handful of guys. Oh, man, they're – you know, and if you don't have everyone on your team to believe that they can win, there'll come a point when one of them has a chance to make a play and they short circuit a little bit because they don't think they're supposed to win. Those are
ring any bells, Tausch? Does that ever happen to you?
There is, and one of the things that, you know, Barry Alvarez was great at is getting guys to believe. And part of that is he didn't – I'm not going to give my Alvarez voice. I've already kind of done that. He didn't blow smoke up your you-know-what. And you can go back to those meetings when he first got there and guys would get up in front of the room and say, we're going to win the Big Ten. We're going to do this. And Barry shut them down right now. Because you have to say things that the players believe. Players aren't idiots. I know people think that we're idiots. We're not idiots. You can get people to believe things. The job of a coach is to get people to believe things they didn't think that was possible for them. And they get pushed to do things that they didn't think they could do. That's the beauty of sports. Barry Alvarez was fantastic because he got us to believe because we put the work in. And he wanted to see the work get paid off. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were just at a little get-together last week, and we were reminiscing about, you know, some of my favorite anecdotes of his. I mean, Brad Childress has got a ton of anecdotes, so does Coach. And him always telling us, Lloyd Carcold, they can't practice this week because we beat the blank out of him. And now Michigan beat us, but we heard that. I don't know if he talked to Lloyd Carr on the phone. It didn't matter. We believed it, and we knew we had to get our butts back out to work because we just punished somebody. We were punished, but we had to do it again because that was our only formula to do it, and we bought into that. That's what we became. That's how we won. And when he says it's the coach's job to get guys to believe, he's 100% right. Guys are confident, but so is the other team. And understanding your formula – and the coach is getting all of his coach, because it can't just be the head football coach. It's got to be his position coaches. They have to get the confidence in every room to buy in, and then it all comes together when the head coach comes together. And he was I would say, of everything he did, is setting his foundation, having everything. That's why he's the legend that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't a year that went by we didn't think we were going to win. And we thought it because we put the work in. And we believed it. And he knew that. And then it was up to him to come up with different anecdotes and different reasons to kind of bring everything together. And he was fantastic at doing that.
So, Jesse, do you believe even more?
Way to kick Joe Paterno. And we took it like, yeah, we're going to kick Joe Paterno's blank. Blank Joe Paterno. Penn State, the jerseys, the helmets, blank. We're tougher and more physical, and we're going to kick their butts. And whether or not it happened or not, sometimes it didn't, but we believe we were going to.
It only works if you are a good coach, though, who has a good game plan prepared where your team can be competitive.
If you notice, he wasn't doing that. It wasn't every week. He wasn't doing that when we play Rutgers. I mean, he didn't play Rutgers back then, but you get my drift. It wasn't every week. You have to pick your spots. It can't become white noise. It's got to be, this is how we handle our business. And if you're doing it 12 games a year, you're blanked. It has to be selective. Because, and especially now, the job has gotten more difficult. You could propagandize young people back then. It's a lot tougher to do that now. By the way, we wanted to buy in. Give us something to buy into. And man, it's a powerful thing when you get 120 guys to buy into something. Now, you got a lot of guys with a lot of different motivations. And the job of getting people to buy in, especially when you're talking about, well, we might pick this tight end up if Cleveland cuts this kid, we might bring him in. That's tough. A lot tougher to get people to buy in when they're looking over their shoulder saying, we're going to get this kid from San Diego. He's a pretty good player. He ain't going to make their 53. He's coming to make our 105.
Just one quick point of clarification. You did say you weren't going to do Barry Alvarez voice, right? You just love it so much. You can't help yourself.
No, it's fun.
And it's good. It's pretty good. Jesse, we don't need Tausch's voice for this one because we have Barry's. You ambushed him.
That's what he says. Something happened last night.
Did you ask the question that I told you to ask?
I did later on in the show, yeah. Okay. And then Derek answered first, and by the time Barry got his turn, the conversation had spun to something else. So it was a great question.
Olive oil?
Pretty much. Something happened last night for the first time in my tenure hosting the Barry Alvarez show.
He gave you a stern look.
He scolded you?
Yeah. 10 years you've been hosting?
You haven't been hosting that show
years. In my tenure.
Oh, you said 10 years.
Which,
said 10
which
years.
Extends about 13 months now that I've been hosting this show. For the first time, he said, I don't want to answer this question. And then he proceeded to kind of not answer the question, but by doing so, completely answered the question.
Do we have to find him?
We're going to find out. Here's what I asked Barry as we close the chapter on the Chris McIntosh tenure as the director of athletics at Wisconsin. We talked about what happened over the summer, and so we put a bow on the Mac tenure, and now everything's moving forward from this point on. But here is our back and forth last night and how that went.
Thanks.
That's the wrong clip. Let's do...
You know, you really got to get LinkedIn.
Too much LinkedIn.
Well, it's not, okay. So we got all these Teams calls going on today, and someone's logged into their Teams on this computer, and it's going boop, boop. There's all these things popping up. So I got rattled.
Did Barry ever talk to you about taking accountability for yourself and not blaming others?
No.
Oh, he should.
No, he has not.
He should have that conversation.
Here
it is. Time to have that conversation with you.
Time for you guys to play roulette.
Here's how our interaction went about Mac last night. Coach, I guess before we move forward, and believe me, I think everybody with Wisconsin wants to move forward and see what's in store here coming up. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, Mac was the guy who took over 4 years. And so now you look back on his tenure as the director of athletics, taking over after you had stepped down in 21. How do you think that will ultimately be viewed in the long term for fans of the Wisconsin Badgers?
You know what? You ambushed me with that.
It took me six minutes here into the end of the year.
Everyone has to take a look at it yourself and see what you think. What did he bring to the table? Did he add anything? Did he take anything away? Are we better or are we worse? You decide that. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, you can take a look at the facts and see what happened when he was here, where we were before that, and then where he leaves us. So, and I don't have anything in front of me, so that's what I'll leave you. You decide. I have my own opinion. I don't care to share that publicly. But I know this. I have confidence in Sean, and I'm confident that Sean will do a great job.
That may be the most telling non-answer in the history of non-answers in Wisconsin sports.
Jason, give us your breakdown.
Man, I really blanked up that hire.
Jesse, is that how you interpreted it?
Not exactly. Not exactly that same
That's
way.
Me. That for those that didn't get that reference, that is from the 2000 draft. Ron Wolf at minicamp, before the legend of Mark Tauscher began, he had a draft classmate named Joey Jameson, who was drafted. He was 5'6". He was maybe 5'7". He was a return specialist. He was drafted in the fifth round, higher than Tausch. And he was drafted to be their punt returner, and he couldn't catch a punt. And Ron Wolf was standing with me, and I think it was Tom Silverstein and Pete Doherty. And he just turned to us and said, well, I effed up that pick. Look, Barry Alvarez does not want to say how he feels the Mac tenure went. And look, I don't love the fact that because of the way it went, we're going to kick a guy after he's gone. But it did not go well, and that's what he didn't want to say. I was really disappointed in my hand-picked successor and how things went after I turned the reins over to him. That's what he was saying. Pretty easy to interpret.
The ambush line was hilarious. That was good.
The ambush line was great.
Did you feel like you were ambushing him? Because no. I don't think that was an ambush.
I thought I set him up pretty well with that question. So, and no, I don't think it was an ambush, but I appreciate him. Again, I think I said it in the clip.
Can we rename the show Ambushing with Alvy?
Ambush Alvarez.
That's kind of a catchy little title.
I ambushed him. I thought what he said and more importantly what he didn't say said everything we needed to know about mm-hmm. where things stand. And I think we're all on the same page. We close that chapter. We move on to the next thing and we try and get this thing turned around. And that's already what's happening over the last couple of months. And we see how much reinvigorated it feels like the campus is and the people around it and the football team. It just feels different heading into this season. And you look at what's different and you might be able to draw some correlations. The end.
Finn.
Tausch. Go ahead about annex wealth
management.
Around
$1 million. That's what a recent report in Investopedia says a typical retired couple would need to retire comfortably. $1.16 million was the number for an average retiree anywhere in the U.S., and that study broke it down by state. Wisconsin, come in, it's about $952,000. Florida, close to that average, around $1.1 million. For some of you out there, you're thinking, I'm probably in line, headed in the right direction. Some of you are thinking, boy, I better hunker down and get my plan in motion. Wherever you are, it's a good time to start taking your plan and the details of your current situation seriously and taking it over to the great team at Annex. I sat down with them. They show you the steps that you go through. They try to figure out all the tax planning, investing, everything that you're looking to do. Annex Wealth Management can help you. Give them a call. Visit annexwealth.com, click the Get Started button, let them talk you through where you are and where you're headed.
Let's play some trivia, shall we? Jesse, it's Tuesday. You did the Jesse Nelson Show featuring Barry Alvarez, Tarek Saleh, and Derek Engler. I can only assume it's a Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
It is indeed a Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Wisconsin is, Tausch doesn't know things like this, but the rest of us may know, a 20.5-point underdog against Notre Dame.
But they can win.
They can win. There's a blueprint to win. So how about caller 20?
And a half.
Just 20. Caller, half a caller doesn't That's not going to work so good.
I would tend to agree. Caller 20 plays trivia, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Thinking earlier today, you know what I haven't had for a while for lunch? Cousin Subs. I'm going to get a Cousin Sub. There's one right by my house. But before I can do that, I have to finish the show, and we have to play trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. National Sandwich Month is here. Cousins Club members earn exclusive rewards throughout August. Join now by downloading the Cousin Subs app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Welcome in our... Is this a typo? Like, is this supposed to say, like, John and Holman or something?
No.
John at home?
Yeah, I said, what's your name? Where are you calling from? John, I'm at home.
All right. Where is your home?
Well, I asked him that offer. I don't know if he wants to disclose that.
He doesn't have to disclose.
You can
where
ask
he lives.
John.
As long as he's in the state, though, right?
He is a Wisconsin resident. If he would like to tell you where home is, that's fine. But otherwise, he's John
over,
at home.
Did we go over this before? But if someone is a Wisconsin resident but lives in Croatia, are they eligible to win the Cousin Subs?
Well,
they're calling from Croatia. You have to send it to Split.
As long as there is a Wisconsin
address
that they live at that is verified so that they can, like that's all.
What if it's a P.O. box?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is all John's fault. John, good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Where is your home located?
I am in McFarland.
We love McFarland.
Why don't you just bully John? John didn't want to say. Why
did you
bully him?
Clearly did not want to tell.
Why do you keep
asking? You ambushed John.
Let John do John's
thing. I didn't ask him for his address.
The big ambusher.
I didn't ask him for his...
He is a big ambusher.
I didn't ask him for his social security number or how much his annual salary is. I just wanted to know where he was. We like to give shout-outs to all of our great Wisconsin towns and cities. And McFarland is one of them. Love McFarland. Covered plenty of Spartans games during my time covering preps. So let's go Spartans. And let's go John. John, question number one, as you sit at home, is this. Which of these Wisconsin sports coaches was also at Notre Dame at the same time Barry Alvarez was the defensive coordinator for the national champion Fighting Irish? Was it Pat Murphy, Mike Holmgren, or Paul Touchdown Jesus Christ?
Let's go Holmgren.
Yeah, toughy.
Wait, was Pat Murphy a student?
No.
Okay.
They had offices next to each other. Barry talked about this last year when the Brewers were on their playoff run. He had an office right next to Murph's baseball coach.
And Paul Touchdown Jesus Christ was well played.
And that's where Council went to play at Notre Dame. That's where he met Murphy. That's how Murphy became his bench coach when he became the manager. Now they're still friends, but I like to think arch nemesis.
All right, let's bounce back, John. Question two. Which of these Big Ten rivals is not on Wisconsin's 2026 football schedule? Okay. Which one of these is not on the Badgers football schedule for 2026? Is it Iowa, Nebraska, or Minnesota?
Minnesota's always there, so let's go Nebraska.
There we go. There we go. One for two, John. Question three is this.
Iowa on Halloween, by the way, at Kinnick.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
What are you going to dress up as in the press box?
I don't know. I'll let Jesse, when he comes up with his LinkedIn idea, we'll figure it out.
All right, John, question three. Which player led the Badgers with 363 rushing yards during the 2025 college football season? The Badgers' leading rusher had 363 rushing yards last year?
Seems high. I don't remember anyone really popping for that much.
Melvin Gordon and I'm guessing Monte Ball.
The golden era of Badger football.
And Ron Dayne, I feel like they all had a game of 363 yards in one day.
Melvin Gordon had 408 in a single game, yep.
In three quarters.
He ran for more than Wisconsin's leading rusher last season, yes.
Okay, so who was the Badgers' leading rusher last season with a whopping 363 rushing yards on the season? Was it Tretch Kakahuna, Darian Dupree, or Carter Smith?
Well, I would have to go with Mr. Dupree.
You, me, and Dupree is correct. The rare first one wrong, last two right for John at home in McFarland. John, you got two
My
out of three.
My wife calls me unconventional.
You are unconventional, and you are going to have three of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. Now, Jesse, we've got the Tournament of Champions later this week. We're in the semis, right?
Correct. We are down to two semifinals, and the winners will square off in the championship. That's what we have.
It's big.
Yeah, we are down to getting down to it here in our Wilde and Tausch trivia Tournament of Champions.
The final four.
And I am happy to share, I confirmed everyone as of yesterday, so our first semifinal will be on Thursday of this week. Our next semifinal will be on Monday of next week, and then the championship round next Thursday. We'll close it down.
Big.
So
big.
That'll be
big if true.
That'll
huge.
Be the culmination of our summer-long celebration of our Wilde and Tausch 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffels. Getting down to the final moments here, including in our Tournament of Champions. Tucker and Wausau against Coach Aaron Mack in one semifinal. Mailman Matt against Dan in Brothertown in the other one. That's a good final four that we've put together here.
And the trivia contest, of course, is presented by Events by Design. Now, unless you're driving, like if you're John at home, I want you to close your eyes. Imagine hosting an event where you don't have to check your phone or put out a single fire. The curated music, the immersive lighting, the welcoming atmosphere, everything comes together seamlessly. Guests are smiling, conversations are flowing, and you're not worried about what's happening behind the scenes. Events by Design will handle the planning, the production, and every detail that will make your next event unforgettable, so you can focus on your guests instead of your to-do list. Get started today. Just search online Events by Design. That's Events by Design. They design, you party. We'll party with Jesse for Whoa Nelly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
I read a long article this morning.
Barnwell.
And it's kind of Power Rankings Tuesday. Not quite the way we like it, but Bill Barnwell predicts 5 NFL teams most likely to decline in the 2026 season.
Bears at the top.
Any guesses who the 5 teams are?
Oh, I think the Bears. The Chargers. The Eagles. San Francisco. And who else is in that mix? Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, should we do this Price is Right? There's a Price is Right game where they say, do I have one number right? And then they honk the horn. Do I have 2 numbers right? And then they don't.
You're still not trying to put Drew Carey ahead of Bob Barker, are you?
No, but he is. Drew Carey is not better than Bob Barker, but Drew Carey is one of the GOATs in game show hosting
Golden
history.
Golden Age, led by Bob Barker.
It's 20 years he's been doing Price is Right now. What other game show host makes it 20 years except for the guy that he replaced? He's the Aaron Rodgers of game show hosts.
Who is?
Drew Carey. Bob Barker's Brett Favre. Drew Carey's Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I think you'd have some people arguing that Aaron Rodgers would be the Bob Barker.
Or Bob Barker's Bart Starr and Drew Carey's Brett Favre. Anyway,
who's Popeye?
You have 1 of the 5 teams correct. 1 of the 5.
That's all I got is 1?
Yeah, Jason, would you like to take a stab at it?
Well, they're going to put the Packers in there. You wouldn't bring it up.
The Packers are not one of the teams. Yeah, they're not.
Are the Bears the one team that Tausch got right?
That's
really the only reason this is interesting.
That's why we brought it up. The Chicago Bears.
In fairness, I mean, Barnwell
to decline.
The Bears, their DVOA or whatever the thing is called, and all
DVOA.
Of the,
yep. Mm-hmm.
The numbers just dictate that they're going to fall back. You don't win all those close games. Now, the big outlier is going to be, is their pass rush any better? I don't know why it would be. And is Caleb Williams going to be a lot better? I think Caleb Williams will be a lot more consistent than he was last year. That's the interesting part.
Ben Johnson has apparently...
Who else has got... They got... Oh, the Patriots are on that list.
Patriots are in. Yeah, yep. That is correct.
Well, the Seahawks, if they don't win the championship, they regress. So it should be the Seahawks.
No.
Okay.
No. We've got one other team who was in a conference championship game last year.
Okay. The Rams?
No. Who was in the other
Broncos?
One?
The Broncos?
Yeah. Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then 2 Cats.
2 Cats. Lions aren't going to go.
Not the Lions.
The Jaguars.
Not the Bengals. The Jaguars are one of them. Yep. AFC South champions a year ago. One other cat won their division.
I'm trying to think who else won their division. Steelers. Patriots.
Oh, that sound means we're all out of time.
The Texans?
Carolina Panthers, the other team expecting to regress, playing a first-place schedule for a team that was under 500 winning its division a season ago in the NFC South.
Yeah, I can't argue with most of his prediction. I mean, these teams topped out last year. I think the Panthers are the only one that probably didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I think these are fair. It's a fair list by Billy.
You can check out the full list, if your heart desires, over at ESPN.com. Just set some time aside, because it's a long article from
Bill
Barnwell.
I feel like the Panthers won. I think you need... Did they win that division with a losing record?
No, I think they were 9-8.
Did they end up 9-8? I thought it was with a losing record. Let me see what Billy's got here. I'm scrolling.
Trail off.
It's a very long article. They were 8-9 last year.
Yeah,
8-9. Losing
so
your
I don't think they should be on a list of teams that are going to backslide. If
no,
you weren't even
the Panthers
alive,
are like the perfect
with.
List for. They're going to be better this year, but they maybe won't have the as good of a record because they play a first place team or schedule. That's a,
yeah,
that's,
they could be a better team.
That, exactly.
They could be a better team, but 6-11 this year.
That was my analytics voice.
Your DeVoa.
I think you were mimicking Wildy because that's what he said about the Packers last year, if I recall.
Well, they're going to be good 2020. Every year, Jason, his new hedge is, they're going to be good next year. Not this year. I think it'll be next year. And then something will happen. It'll be like, I think in 2028 they're going to be good.
I don't think that's true at all. I think that's the first time I've ever done this.
For the last 3 years now,
no,
they're going to be contenders the next year. They got to build a year. That's what you said last year. Now you're saying it again this year. So I'm not saying what you're not saying. I'm saying what you are saying.
Sounds like a fine to me. All I know is back in the 2000-2001 Milwaukee Bucks season, they had a great song, Light It Up, Light It Up, and a great team. And right now, you can tune in to Light It Up, the new season of Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Narrated by the legend, the GOAT, Bucks broadcasting legend Jim Paschke. It's the oral history of the 2000-2001 Milwaukee Bucks, from the Big Three to the Hall of Fame coach. It's the story of a generational team that brought the city together and brought the Bradley Center to life. You can find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Quick to criticize everything that I put on the schedule. So he's like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? We never do this. And I was like, all right, Mike, you got all the answers. So, but no, it's been healthy. It's been good. So there's been give and take on both sides for sure.
Now that one I enjoyed because that like sums up the little brother, right? Kind of just, no, well, why do we have to do it that way? Why can't we do it this way? That's exactly what Mike LaFleur's been doing. Your mic okay over there? During their planning stages for this. Did you hurt your finger?
I got a little arthritis. That's right in the middle finger. Yeah.
Are you excited about this, or does the joint practice not really do
it? The joint practice will be especially. You know, the fact that I think you're going to see a lot of work because they're not going to play in the game, and it's the last real look you're going to see before the opener against them. And it means we're closer to actual real regular season football. Mm-hmm. I'm all on board with it. So, yeah, I think there's a good value to it. I'm still not convinced, this whole subterfuge and all this other stuff. I understand it. I think they go overboard on it, and there's a lot of things you can get done without giving away the farm as far as how it goes. So I think you're going to learn a lot. I think there'll probably be, you'll overemphasize what you see, but that's the beauty of preseason football. And then it just means we're another day closer to actually playing real games.
We will have full coverage tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.